Great. All right. So, hello, everyone. Hello, and a warm-hearted welcome wherever you are. And however the weather is, either internally in this moment or externally. So for today's practice, for the theme for our exploration, I'd like to invite us to explore the theme of this wish for health, wish for health. And as a part of the phrases of metta, as we cultivate loving kindness for ourselves, for others, this, we tap into the goodwill that we have for others and ourselves. The four phrases of metta, just to review, the first one has to do with safety, and we talked about safety last week. The second one has to do with happiness, mental happiness, and we explored that on Monday. So today we explored the third phrase. We're going to linger a little bit here today. May you be healthy. May you be healthy and strong. So let's explore that wish. And maybe on Friday we'll explore the last wish, which is for ease. Or maybe there'll be more of health to explore. We'll see. So this third wish, the third metta phrase, may you be healthy, may you be strong, may I be healthy, may I be strong, a wishful for physical well-being. So let's sit with that. Let's explore that. So first, to consider that these different phrases of metta, they try to explore these different aspects of well-being, mental well-being, ease, safety, etc., as we've discussed. So this physical well-being, health, yes, as human beings, we have a body. We all have a body. Of course we do. And we all experience lack of health because we have a body. We have been sick, or we will be sick, or maybe we are sick right now. We all age. Of course we do. It's a part of life. So this wish for well-being, the sense of physical well-being, it's a wish, it's an offer, it's a generosity, it's a gift of generosity. Regardless of how much health we have or other people have in this moment. So actually today, it's kind of interesting that I'm talking about this thing because today I haven't been feeling well all day. In horizontal, and I'll be horizontal probably after teaching. So it's actually perfect, I realize. There's no irony, but actually there's this perfection of talking about this wishful for health, where there can be well-being holding lack of physical well-being. So there can be a sense of well-being in the heart and the mind, both holding lack of physical well-being. That's one aspect that I'd like to invite us to explore. That well-being is more pervasive, the sense of well-being that you can be sick, you can not feel well, but there can still be a sense of well-being, overall well-being that holds that lack of physical health in that moment. So that's one theme to kind of drop in as a possibility, as a possibility. Another theme to explore is that when there is health or lack of health, it's always relative. It's not binary. As long as we're alive, there is some level of health. There's some level of something that's working. The heart is beating. We are breathing. So there's always some level of health. So So, for example, if you're wishing yourself, may I be healthy or may you be healthy, you're wishing someone health, someone you care about, and they're not fully healthy. So it's not an irony to wish, oh, I want, may you be healthy. Oh, may you be healthy as much as possible, as much as available. So not to try to push reality and fight with it, not to be in conflict, but to offer this wish. Again, another aspect of this cultivation with metta, with friendliness, is we cultivate our heart in goodness and generosity for ourselves, for others, with this offering, this wish, may you be healthy. May you be healthy as much as possible, as much as is available to you. May I be healthy. May I have good health as much as possible. And oh, there's a delight in that, just as I say that. And again, today, as I'm not feeling well, it's like, oh yeah, there's a generosity. And may I be healthy as much as possible. It's not, oh, may I be healthy and I'm not healthy and this is terrible. It's not fighting reality. It's actually, there's a grace, there is a beauty, even when there is lack of health, to have this wish for ourselves and for others. There is this generosity of this gift. And one last thing I want to bring in as a contemplation today is that there is actually, of course, there's a lot of gift in being healthy. We already know this. That's obvious. That's the apparent, but many of us don't open up to the grace and beauty and actually the value of not being fully healthy. Because there is a place where we can actually open up. We go inside, we can open up to the inner world, as long as, again, we work with the second arrows. I don't want, the teaching of the first arrow, which is, say, lack of health. Second arrow is what we add ourselves. Oh, I don't want to be here. This is terrible. I'll never be well. I have a lot of things on my to-do list. So as we work with those and actually allow the relishing of going in, of relishing of letting go, and actually this quietness of mind, the solitude, the sense of peace, and quietness that is forced, and yet it's an opportunity. In fact, on many retreats, I've given the instruction to people, practice as if you are sick right now, because then that sense of grabbing, grasping, clinging, wanting, when you're sick, it all kind of drops away. There's the ease. The mind doesn't have the energy to fight too much. So just there's a sense of ease that naturally comes in, when there isn't so much grabbing and grasping. So much to explore in this health and lack of it. So with that, the invitation again would be to explore this offering, this wish for safety. Oh, I'm sorry, wish for health, and playing with that for others, for ourselves, as much as available in this nuanced way, not in just a flat, one-dimensional way, but being open to all the dimensions that this can open up for us, and maybe in ways we didn't quite expect. So with that, I'd like to invite us all to get into our meditation posture. Landing in the body, either sitting or lying down, whatever is appropriate for you. Greeting this body, however it is feeling right now. Inviting the body to be just as it is. It's feeling energetic, healthy, vibrant. If it's feeling tired, not so much energy or unwell, however it is. Hello, dear body. Hi. As if you're greeting a dear, dear friend whom you have ignored, who's doing their best, who's doing their best. Who have done their best. Maybe you've been a taskmaster for this friend. Keep performing. Cracking the whip. Greeting this dear friend who's been doing this the best they can. The best they can. In this moment. Given all the causes and conditions. This friend, this dear friend. Continue to work hard as best as they can right now. Breathing. Appreciating that this body is breathing. Doing it on its own, thank you very much. You don't need to force it or do anything intentionally. Just loving, appreciating. That the breath is breathing itself. The body. Breathing, the heart beating. Inviting this friend, your body, to relax, to soften. Doesn't have to do anything right now. It's worked hard enough all day. As the breath is received, one breath at a time. Letting there be a sense of appreciation, love, care for this friend, hardworking friend. Putting away the whip. Oh, sweetheart, dear body. I have forsaken you, ignored you, been demanding. May you be well. May you be healthy, dear body, as much as possible. can go through different parts of the body. And wishing well, appreciating, a sense of metta, care, love for different parts of the body, different body parts. Feet, dear feet, thank you. You have walked many steps today, dear feet. So many muscles, so many bones. We have been acting, working. Together, thank you. May you be well. Showering your lower legs and upper legs. Your knees. With appreciation. And care, goodwill. Thank you for all you do, you've done. I wish you well. May you be healthy, dear legs and feet. Not in the graspy way, but offering this as a blessing unto your own body without attachment to outcome. Or as a cultivation of appreciation, goodwill, friendliness, care. Pushing your sit bones, your groin area, the lower abdomen. With appreciation and care. For their function. As best as possible, and wishing them well. Appreciating the abdomen and all the organs. Stomach, intestines, kidney, liver, so many organs. Appreciating, thinking, may you be well, dear organs, supporting me, supporting this life, this consciousness, as best as you're able to, given the causes and conditions. Appreciating the chest, all the muscles, bones, the heart pumping blood. The lungs. Thank you. You've been working all day. Miraculously, thank you. I wish you well, dear organs. Both mine and not mine. We don't exactly choose our organs. We just find ourselves in this body when we're born. Oh, dear organs, thank you. May you be well. Appreciating our arms, elbows, our hands, our fingers, our digits, our thumbs. Oh, they've done so much today. Moved, they have fed us, they have worked. Wow. Thank you. appreciation, gratitude, friendliness, metta. Thank you, dear friends. Thank you, team. May you be well. Our neck and shoulders. Holding up our heavy head. Thank you. May you be well. Thank you for functioning as well as you've been able to. And appreciating the head, all the organs, the brain, eyes, ears, nose, tongue. Mouth, so many functions, so many interrelated functions. Thank you for helping this being who's me see, hear, speak, smell, think, function today. Deep appreciation, metta, and goodwill. May you be well, all your organs. May all the organs of this body, all the flesh, all the muscles, all the bones, the sinew, the nerves, tendons. Thank you. Thank you. Extraordinary. Thank you. I love you. I wish you well. May you be healthy. May all parts of this body, I wish them well. May they be healthy. May this body as a whole be as healthy as possible, as available, appreciating the health, the well-being that is available already. May I be healthy and strong. Offering the wish to all the parts of your body, gift of generosity. Or if it works for you to say, may you be healthy. Or dear body parts, you can do that too. See what works, what conception works best, what ways of seeing. If you like to experiment with putting your palm in your heart center, middle of your chest, to connect with this body, connecting with itself. May this body be healthy. May I be healthy. Sharing goodwill. Friendliness. May I be healthy. May I be healthy and strong. Letting the goodness of that wish land as a blessing. Now turning that wish, shining a blessing internally, now externally, choosing one person, one practice partner, maybe in this Zoom room or someone you've practiced with before or a friend. May you be healthy, sharing this blessing of goodwill for their health, for their body. May your body have the gift of well-being as much as possible. May you be healthy and strong. May we both have the blessing of health and well-being. May both of our bodies be healthy and strong as much as possible. Sharing the wish internally, externally. And may all beings everywhere, be healthy and strong. May their body support them in this life. Thank you for your practice, everyone. So, the wish for health. So much to explore here. So much to explore. I feel like we've just scratched the surface. And one invitation, as I guided us in this practice, was to appreciate the body part by part. We take ourselves for granted. The body works as hard, as best as it can. So many things go right. We notice when something goes wrong, but so many things are going right to appreciate. And that's the sense of metta, goodwill, friendliness for ourselves. So I'd love to invite you. There's much more I can say, but let me invite you. If you would please share reflections. What did you notice? What came up in this practice for you? You can either type them in chat, either privately to me, I won't say your name, or if it's publicly, I'll read your name, or you can raise your hand. Please raise your Zoom hand and you can unmute yourself. So, Ali.
Yeah, I just really got present to how much I've learned to co-create with my body this last year, and all that we've been through together. And it really just hit me that I've stopped going to war with it, and just how loyal, like, it's a miracle, and it's it's humbling. So yeah, it was really, really profound for me.
Thanks, Allie. I am so touched. Wow. The way you put it, that you stopped going to war with it. Oh. Oof. That's powerful, that realization, that shift in attitude. Wow. Yeah. Not going to war with our bodies. Oh. Beautiful. And it's so common. Of course we do. We expect, especially when we get sick. That's the hardest time, right? It's like, why are you not performing? Why are you not getting better? You have betrayed me. Or instead of, oh, sweetheart, oh, you've been working so well this whole time. Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate how the pandemic, is there anything particularly about the pandemic, Allie, if you'd like to comment on that, that has brought this shift, as if there's any insight or wisdom in that way you like to say another thing to comment on, and if not, it's okay. Whoops, there.
I would say I hit the rock bottom of my life in just about every way, and a self-trust was built, because it was like I had nowhere else to go, and my body was there. It was the only thing that was really there with me and knows what it was like to walk in my shoes. And it's, you know, like when you really think about all the things that you walked through in your life, and the body witnessing and holding and taking care in ways we can't, in such micro and macro levels. It's incredible.
Thanks, Allie. That is profound. And how this wisdom also came from so much suffering. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Claire.
Thank you. I put my hand up when Allie used the word co-create, because it brought a whole new perspective for me. And that reflects on my own experience. I happen to be unusually healthy. It's a great gift. But throughout my life, almost, you know, since like before I was a teenager, I started to treat my body as though it was a very special friend that I should be very loving toward. I've always been good to it. I'm now sugar-free, alcohol-free, tobacco-free. The only one I haven't beaten yet is caffeine. But, you know, you can see I was cycling tonight. I work out. I do everything. You know, I've studied nutrition. I take tons of vitamins. I mean, I treat it like it's special.
Beautiful.
And I need it.
Beautiful. You
know, I definitely co-create it. I know I need it, and I'm really good to it.
I love that.
And it works. And I'm very grateful it works.
Beautiful. Thank you, Claire. I love you expanding on what Allie brought in, this co-creation. Oh, darling body, I'm going to be good to you, and you'll be good to me, and I'll be patient with you. You'll be patient with me. This is tremendous. Thank you, Claire. Yeah. Jerry says it's helped to recognize the inherent negativity bias of focusing on one or more aspects of the body that are not working the best, rather than being grateful for all the parts of the rest of the body working. So you get a more wholesome perspective. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, thank you for that. Absolutely. And SP on YouTube says, so refreshing to get windows of metta through the sit. I've been swept away often in an afflictive states and feel far from Brahmaviharas, really longing to abide in metta and wisdom. Thank you, SB. Thank you so much for that. So dear ones, let's turn our practice and this wish for well-being, for health. Now we turn that externally towards the people that we see, these lovely beings who support us, who practice with us. Yay, the rubber meets the road. What is it like to show up in that way? Wishing for their well-being and them co-creating this wish for well-being, the space. We co-create the space for each other. So I will create our breakout rooms. Again, let's start with 15 seconds of metta, 15 seconds of metta silently before we, before you start sharing. And yeah, let's, I'm going to open the rooms and here we go. Enjoy. Okay, welcome back, everyone. So we've got a couple of minutes for any reflections, anything you realized, noticed in group sharing, group practice. Please don't be shy, especially if you haven't spoken for a while. We'd love to hear from you. It's Susan, go ahead.
Thanks. I was telling my group members, which is so healing. This is so healing. Oh my gosh. What a boon. I in the beginning of the year, a lot of my organs started failing or having massive problems. Mm. And I was kind of preparing myself for dying for a while there. But it seems like I'm turning the corner. And so this is kind of right up my alley today. So it's, I got a lot out of everybody's shares as well. And Nikki, thanks tons. Thanks all of y'all.
Thanks, Susan. Thank you, Susan. And all of Susan's organs and body parts. For supporting her as well as possible. Thank you. This is profound what you shared. Thank you for being here, sharing yourself and practicing with everyone. Thank you. Whew, so I think that is a profound note to end on. So thank you all for being here, for giving your heart to this practice, supporting yourselves, supporting others and the world. May all beings be healthy and strong as much as possible. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. And now I'm going to stop.